You're listening to the podcast of Hillside Christian Fellowship. Hillside is a community of believers in Millersburg, Pennsylvania. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by this week's message.
I appreciate that prayer, but I'm not really going to preach today. There's no time. But no, I received that. I'll share some thoughts, though. I did have some things stirring in me. But first, one more thing we didn't really put on the announcements. Today is going to be the first meeting of the Liberia team who's going to the sweet land of liberty in February of next year. So if you're on that team, would you stand up right where you are? See Joel and Virginia over here. Anya, is Anya back serving in Children's Ministry?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got Kyle and Michael are going to be going. I'll be going. And then we have one young woman from Christ Community Church, somebody we've known since she was born, Hopi Pontius, will be joining us. But we're meeting today after service, and there'll be more information going out to the whole church on how you can join together with us in prayer and giving, and we're going to bring some gifts along with us. So really excited for that. But God bless you guys. I'll see you when we're done here today. But I wanted you all to have their faces in your mind and in your heart. I did feel the need to clarify one thing Pastor James said, though. All the food out in that cafe is healthy. Soul food is healthy. It feeds your, you know, Krispy Kreme. That makes you feel good. You got to have your soul has to be happy, too. I mean, you know, just saying. I did want to share one thing that God was just dropping in my spirit. We are going to set up this room, transform it shortly, kind of like a little Christmas setup party. Will be happening right after service. I invite you to stay for that and help us get the tables all arranged for family Christmas night. What chapter am I looking for? Oh, yeah. So there was this scene that's really just been on my heart as we did these water baptisms and we're reading and teaching through the book of Acts right now. And in Acts chapter 8 is a really powerful story about a ministry that God gave to Philip, who was one of the first deacons. He was one of the seven that were appointed to oversee the distribution of food. He was a servant of the Lord. And lest you get the wrong idea, deacon doesn't mean, oh, they're just the servants. They're just the get-or-done people. They mop floors, they clean up, they cook, they do all of that. The two of the seven deacons were Stephen, who ministered in signs and wonders. And we don't have a lot to his story because he didn't last very long. But Philip went out preaching. And he's called Philip the Evangelist, but he was first Philip the Deacon. Do I say that just to point out that all of you, we've done times in our history where we've done teaching on the gifts of the Spirit and the different gifts of grace that people carry. And every time I've taught through that, remember there was one time we had everybody kind of stand around the room according to which one you believe you really excel at. Do you remember which one was half the church?
Serving.
Right, the gift of serving. So like that whole corner of the room, as I recall, was just filled with people. And then, you know, there were two or three for prophecy and so on, some of the other ones. I just want to exhort you about something, that the call of God and what God is doing in our day right now, do not box yourself in to say, well, I will never minister in power. That's for the special elite, almost like special forces Christians. How many of you have the Holy Spirit inside of you? Now, when I ask you to raise your hand, if you don't, that's a survey from, all right, quick survey. And if you don't, that means I'm going to change what I'm preaching. So how many of you have the Holy Spirit inside of you? All right, that's, see now you're like, you said you were going to be done quickly. I don't want you to, right? If you're the same Holy Spirit that worked signs and wonders through Philip, was the same Holy Spirit that anointed Jesus so that he could do his ministry. That same Jesus that lives on the inside of us is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And now he wants to use you. He wants to use me. And so Philip was ministering to this. He just, God told him to go sidle up alongside this chariot with a wealthy servant, like the chief servant of the queen from Ethiopia. And as he got next to him, lo and behold, he's reading the scroll of Isaiah. Now, we've been sharing a little bit. God's really on us about let's be looking to the fields which are white unto harvest. Not to be living life looking down, not to be living life looking inward, but right now is a really good time to pay attention to what the Father's doing right now, because he has prepared people. And we've been just really looking at, how do you recognize somebody who's prepared? How do you know that they are ripe, as we might say, for salvation? And I would just say that if somebody is reading the Bible and they don't know the Lord yet, That might be obvious 101. This might be a good time to strike up a conversation. So if you like hanging out in cafes or you like to eat out and you see somebody reading a Bible, I always like to just go over and say, hey, what you reading? That's great. I love that book. You know, what are you up to right there? And so far, all of them have been Christians. But you never know that you might just come along one of those Ethiopian servants and he's ripe and ready to hear somebody explain. That's a great question, isn't it? He goes, I'm reading this, you know, thing. He's reading Isaiah 53. I'm reading this and I don't understand. Is he talking about himself? Is he talking about somebody else? You have nobody to explain it for me. And Philip, the prepared vessel, came next to him and said, oh, I can explain that to you. How many of you are prepared vessels? How many of you have been in the Word of God enough that if somebody needs an explanation for what it says, you feel, hey, I feel like I could do that. I feel like, yeah, if they open up and they're you know, if they're reading the Gospel of Luke and they got a question about that, man, I've been prepared, I've been reading the Word, and I feel like I could come alongside them and do some of that. How many of you feel like you could do that? This is a legit question, I'm curious. Raise them up high so I can really see. Okay, we have a Bible study on Wednesday nights. 100% of the purpose of all the Bible study we do in this house is not so that I can teach you what the Bible says. I believe you have an anointing in you already who can teach you all things. I believe that when you read the Word of God and you're a Christian, it will come alive in you in such a way that you'll understand it. Now, there might be some things about the context and some things, it's an ancient text. There might be some things that will help if, you know, I get to spend my day studying the Word and I can learn those kind of things. There's some things to add to it, but the entire purpose, 100% of a fivefold ministry of teacher is not to tell you what to think or tell you what the Bible says, but to equip you so that you can open up the Scriptures and be like Philip in this story. So Philip's going along. I'm going to start in verse 34. The eunuch answered Philip and said, please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or anyone else? And Philip opened his mouth, and from the beginning of Scripture be preached Jesus to him. So Philip knew the Bible. Philip had been in the Word, so when it was time to explain the Word, he didn't have to say, hang on, I got to go study. He was ready. I'm telling you, get ready. Be ready. Live ready. Nod your head if you agree with me or something like that. Dude, no TV face today, all right? Don't do that to me. I'm telling you, you're going to have the joy. Some got in the water today to baptize people because they are going to be discipling and walking with those who were baptized today. How many of you feel like if today somebody got saved right here in service, which we have happen, how many of you feel like, you know what, if I went up to you today and I said, hey, you know what, I think you would be really good to walk with this one. He's new in Christ, he doesn't really know the Word, hasn't really, you know, today God just met him like this, he doesn't have a clue, he doesn't know any, so do you think you could walk with him? How many of you feel confident that you can say, yeah, I may not be able to do it like a pastor does, or I might not do it like so-and-so or like so-and-so, but I could do it just like me? For by now you all ought to be teachers. Remember, I shared that with you a few weeks ago. But there ought to come a certain point in time when we're all ready. And that means, no, I'm not going to put a time frame on it, but there ought to be a goal that at some point I'm going to be so full of the presence of the Lord because I've been with Jesus, like the apostles were, and I've been so in the Word that I can explain the Word. There's some things I don't understand. I've been studying this thing for 32 years, and there's still some passages I get to hoping this is going to be the time that makes sense to me. Like, why are people baptized for the dead? I have no idea what that means, and nobody does. Maybe somebody here thinks they do, but you might. You don't even know what I mean. Some of you are looking at me like, baptized, that's weird. Well, somebody was doing it, and Paul made reference to it in 1 Corinthians 15. But there really needs to come a time. If you're a member of Hillside or you're part of this church and you walk with us for a while, I pray that you get uncomfortable if you're not yet moving out and pouring into others what's been poured into you. Because that's all that Philip did. Philip came to Christ. We don't know what his process was or how long he was in Christ when he did this, but he was ready when the Lord brought fruit that was ready to just come. You ever go apple picking? Yes. You know how when the apple's ripe, you can grab hold of that thing and you just kind of twist it. And you know to lift, right? You lift on it so you don't break the stem. Do you know to do that? They give you the orientation. Do you pay attention during the orientation? When you get, see, even I do that because I don't know. I mean, I thought you just yank it off the tree. It's when it's ripe and ready, you could grab one of those apples and you just give it a gentle twist and pull up on it and it comes right off. And that's what it's like. God the Father has been preparing the hearts of people all around us. But we want to be ready for the moment when that moment comes and that coworker, that neighbor, that family member, that one that you've been praying for, maybe that one that you've been frustrated over for all those years, when they're ripe and ready, oh, you want to be a prepared vessel. You don't want to have to say, oh man, I wish I knew what to say. Come on, let's make an appointment with the pastor right now. You don't want to be that guy. Because we're all called to preach. Amen. We're all called to bring people in and then help them to grow in God. Amen. So I'm going to do something now. This is spontaneous and it's my favorite. And it freaks out all the administrative people in the church. But this is an easy one. How many of you are here gathered with us? And if you're online, you can type this in the comments box. You're here with us now. You've come to the Lord. Maybe you've been saved. You've been walking for a while. But you're in your heart, you hear what I'm saying. You say, man, I would love it if I could spend some time with somebody who would help me one-on-one grow with the Lord so that I'm not just discipled by whatever's being said from the pulpit. I want somebody to like pray with me and show me how to pray, not just tell me how to pray. I would love to open up the Bible with somebody and have them help me to read it and understand it. How many of you would love for somebody to do that for you? Raise your hand. Put it up high. Keep it up really high. No, like, actually, if you don't mind, would you please stand up? Because we're going to do something right. I'm activating you, saints of God. You see these people standing here? I'm putting a call out to you right now. And urging you in Jesus' name that if you are mature in Christ, that you take some serious prayer right now and ask the Lord, put one of these people on my heart. And then before we finish setting up the tables for family Christmas night, go over and exchange numbers and begin the process. I'm especially putting this call out to you if you've never done it before. You are qualified. You are qualified. Qualified. Okay, so you see them? All right, and you guys who are standing up right now, if nobody comes up to you before we're all leaving the building today, would you please tell me? I'm not going to reprimand everybody. I just want to know because I don't want you to feel isolated and maybe, you know, for whatever reason, maybe the one who's supposed to walk with you isn't here today or something like that. I don't want you to miss out. This is, you can have a seat, by the way. Some folks come to Hillside and they'll ask, you know, what kind of program do you have for your youth? What kind of program do you have for your children? What kind of program do you have for the women? What kind of program do you have for men? What kind of program do you have for the old people? What kind of program do you have for, there's a program you have for that. What kind of program do you have for discipleship? I think I got them all out. You're the program. Amen. You are the program. The program from day one has been go and make disciples of all nations. You've been made a disciple, now go and make disciples of all nations. That's the program. So he gets this eunuch and he starts explaining to him. He's all prepared and he's ready. And Philip said, so the guy, somehow he must have gotten up to water baptism and the eunuch goes, hey, look, there's water over here. What's preventing me from being baptized? And this was a new one for Philip. This is on-the-spot doctrine, New Testament doctrine, coming to Philip. Because usually they preach a message, they give an altar call, people come in to get baptized and then filled with the Spirit. But this guy's just on the road, and he says, hey, how about me? I want to be baptized. And Philip says, I guess if you believe with all of your heart, you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Says, yeah, I believe with all my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Well, it looks like about enough water over there on the side of the road. Let's do it right here. No hoops to jump through, no prep class. You're in Christ now. Now you jump into the prep class and you grow in Christ because next, oh eunuch, you're going to be the one to go and baptize people. That's the plan. We're in the middle of a season right now. I'm just going to close with this and I'm sharing this prophetically, more just being awake and alert to what the Father's doing than, you know, predicting anything. I've just been paying attention to what the Lord has been doing. And he said, I'm sorry, I turned into the wrong page. In Acts chapter 3, when Peter is preaching to the crowd, This guy's been walking and leaping and praising God. And then Peter said these words in Acts 3:19, "Therefore repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times, plural, of refreshing may come from the Lord." So Peter's both preaching and he's prophesying and giving a New Testament promise. There are going to be times of refreshing. Multiple, not just right now. There was one going on for sure. And that word refreshing, as you know, I've shared recently with you, it's the word we translate revival. It means to catch your breath. What are you catching your breath for? Because you're going to get back in the race and you're going to keep running because there's more to do. There's more up ahead, and it gets more and more exciting as history unfolds. It gets more interesting as history unfolds too. Repent and return so the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus the Christ appointed for you. Well, Jesus had already come. Jesus had already come. He had his ministry. He died, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven. So what's Peter talking about? That he may send Jesus. I believe that there are times and seasons. We call them awakenings, revivals, renewals, whatever words you want to use to describe it, where it's like Jesus has just been sent all over again. The church prays, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And then it's like the Father sends Jesus all over again. I can't give you all the chapters and verses about it, but Jesus is always with us. He never leaves us, never forsakes us. God is everywhere. In him we live and move and have our being. But there are just these times where it just feels like, wow, Jesus is really near to us right now. Do you know what I'm talking about? You walk with God for a while, you begin to experience that where it just feels like, I just sense his presence right now. And he's always there, but he's up to something. God's moving right now. And it's like he sent Jesus. For what? To save, to heal, to deliver. Our prayers, we pray for revival. A friend of mine taught me to pray like this. He said, pray, you know that revival and awakening has begun when people find it easy to find the Lord. It's easy to find the Lord. So I'm urging you, be prepared. Be a prepared vessel so that when you sidle up, you're probably not going to find, well, around here you might find somebody in a chariot. Now that I live in Amish country, you just never know. I always said in New York and in Boston, like, well, you may never come along a chariot. I was about to say that, but around here you just might. So if you could keep up and they got their Bible open, be ready, be prepared. Be a prepared vessel. Be full of the Word and be full of the living Word. And I believe we're all going to have such testimony of the way that God's been using us during this season. Praise God. I love you all so much. And I'm really eager to see how this room looks when we get through with it. That was just an exhortation. And now we're going to set up this sanctuary for family Christmas night. So Bill has the master plan.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. For more information on the ministry of Hillside Christian Fellowship, go to our website at www.hillsidechristian.org.